it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. Short work week because of the Labor Day holiday weekend, and here we are, free for all Friday. Good afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us this afternoon. A lot to talk about. It's a free-for-all Friday, so yeah, we got some serious stuff to get to, but I don't know. We try not to even be serious about the serious stuff that we talk about, because, look, some of the serious stuff is really just, it is so outrageous. It's kind of comical in a lot of ways. So a lot to get to this afternoon, and we'll get to many of your comments this afternoon as well. All right, reach over there and crank it up, because this is the moment you have been working for. All right, it's... nice afternoon, nice and hot, but like Saturday night, Sunday, cool front's going to move through here and make it a lot more pleasant. I know technically it's a cold front, but I hate to even call it that this time of year, because it's just going to make things a little bit more pleasant. I mean, temperatures in the mid to upper 80s rather than in the mid to upper 90s. So a 10-degree difference in lower humidity, that's going to make a difference, especially for those of you who do stuff outside, whether it's exercising, biking, or jogging, or anything like that, or just going out to walk the dog, or if you work outside, it's going to feel a lot better next week. But it looks like from now until next Friday, the weather's going to be really nice. And so far, we've really had a calm season in terms of storms, and let's just hope it continues. So many of these storms that are coming off of Africa going into the Atlantic, they're being directed right up off the coast of the U.S., but right up in the Atlantic, heading north and then off into the Atlantic to become a fish storm. So all of that is really good news. And then there's some stuff brewing in the Pacific, which, you know, doesn't affect us at all. Hey, did you watch that Thursday night game last night? Can you believe that, like, one of the key players on defense, Jalen Carter for the Philadelphia Eagles, during an injury timeout, walked up to Dak Prescott of the Cowboys and was, like, right in his face, like, you know, helmet to helmet, talking to him, saying, you know, blank to him, and then spit on him. Hocked a loogie. We saw it was in slow motion. You could see the loogie coming out of his mouth in slow motion. Boom! It hit Dak in the chest. I've been hit! Yeah, he got hit. And Jalen Carter got kicked out of the whole game. And he should have been. And the NFL should fine him for doing that. I mean, that's... it's repulsive. But not only is it repulsive, but it is just so childish. And this season in particular, the NFL is really trying to set a better example for young people in America, young football players, young people who play sports. The NFL is really going to work hard on calling poor sportsmanship calls, because they want to set a better example for young athletes. But there should be a fine against Jalen Carter. And can you imagine how his team feels about him? I mean, that was just a really selfish thing for him to do. Just I just thought that was pretty unbelievable. I've never seen a season start out like that. I've never seen that happen in the middle of a season. And yeah, face-to-face with Dak Prescott and just spit in his face. Look, the Cowboys looked good last night. I mean, they almost beat the Eagles. And then there was an hour and 5 minute rain delay. So that game ended well after midnight on the East Coast. The Cowboys might have won if C.J. Lamb had not dropped a couple of those passes. I mean, dude, you are paid millions and millions to catch a freaking ball. You can't hold on to the ball right in his hand. Well, one of them was a tough stretched out catch, but we've seen him make those catches before, but one was right in his hands. And that's something that we should talk about with the Saints this season, because Juwan Johnson has been one of the players who, you know, at times he is brilliant, and at times he just drops the ball. And then Chris Olave in a preseason game just dropped the ball. And I know these people are human, but that's your job. You got to catch the ball. There really shouldn't be a good excuse for dropping the ball if the ball's like right there in your hands. And so I hope Saints receivers don't blow it by not concentrating and dropping the ball, because to me, that's just a clear indication of a lack of concentration, or maybe too much pressure. But I mean, these guys are paid to deal with the pressure. And by the way, you know, we've got a new feature on our show, the Sports Broker, thesportsbroker.com, and the phone number. And Kevin Todd was on the air with us yesterday, every Thursday at 3:30. And he gave all of our listeners a free tip last night on who to bet on. And the tip was, take the Cowboys plus 8 against the Eagles. The Eagles won 24-20. So every one of our listeners that took advantage of that won money last night on that game. And let me give you the phone number, because this is how you can get tips. And last season, Kevin was 13-3 on Thursday Night Football. Now, look, there's no guarantees here, you know, because a game can go any way. But this guy's really good, and I'm proud to have him on our show. It's sportsbrokers.com. And here's the phone number. He'll give you tips for the college games this weekend and the NFL games. The number is 888-320-7517. And yeah, I was watching that game last night, and there were times it looked like, I don't know if he's going to get this right. I mean, 8 points, the Cowboys, the Eagles are the defending champions. Of course, you know, sometimes the Super Bowl champions don't do so well because of the Super Bowl hangover, so we'll have to see how they do this season. But, you know, they seem to have still a lot of weapons, and they're still a really great team. So I expect the Eagles to do really well this year. So Dallas plus 8, you know, I wasn't sure, but it turned out to be right. So he was right about that. And again, anybody who got that free tip last night, and he gave it to all of our listeners as an opening gesture, a free tip, everybody who bet last night and took Dallas plus 8 won based on that tip. So the phone number for sportsbrokers.com is 888-320-7517. 888-320-7517. You might want to call up and check out what tips that he has for the college games and also for the NFL games this weekend. So we hear now that our governor, Jeff Landry, is being fined $900 because he took a trip, or at least one trip, that he wasn't supposed to take, that it was illegal. Jeff Landry might be a right-wing radical, but he's not stupid. He knew, should have known, that trip was inappropriate. But politicians do this. They do it because they think they can get away with it. And I think that's just, you know, it's so typical. It's typical. It's sad, but it's so typical. So instead of going to trial, he pays $900 in a fine? I mean, that doesn't even seem like a penalty to me. I mean, going to trial, paying $900 over going to trial, of course he's going to pay the $900. But, you know, these politicians are just showing over and over and over again that they're just no good. It's almost like they're intrinsically corrupt. And it's just, it's really pathetic that we hear about these things. You and I, look, I get many opportunities that I can't take advantage of legally. And I don't. And this has been my policy throughout my career. There are things that I could take advantage of, but I don't. Because it's really not that easy to, it's not that hard to be honest. But for some people, it's very difficult to be honest, and they just do the dishonest thing. And it's a shame that our governor showed that he's corruptible. And I don't think that's a good thing. It is a free-for-all Friday. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Already getting some calls in. Let's go to Mississippi. Mike, you're on WWL. Happy Friday. Good afternoon.
Yeah, happy Friday. I just wanted to make a comment about the game last night, the spitting incident. that was repulsive. But what I really wanted to bring up is the NFL, since I played football, they've had to wear mouthpieces. And now they attach that mouthpieces to the guard, and it hangs there. And if you read the rules in NFL, it tells you that they must have them, you know, worn properly, or they'll get a penalty. Nobody enforces that. I've seen the receivers go down the field and this thing swinging back and forth, slinging, you know, spit all over the place, and that's just nasty.
So it's kind of ridiculous, Mike, to have a rule if you're not going to enforce it.
If anybody else listening to this can they expand on why they're not enforcing it? Maybe I'm missing something. Yeah. That's why I'm. It up.
All right. Well, we'll see if somebody calls in. Mike, I'm glad you called. I don't know that much about that specific rule. I thought it was up to the players to decide whether or not they wanted to wear a mouthpiece, and the mouthpiece is designed to help keep your teeth in when you get hit really hard. I don't know if it's a guarantee that you're not going to lose teeth, because a lot of players do lose teeth, but, you know, those guys make enough money, they can get the replacements, and so they, you know, most of them have nice-looking teeth. What I notice is it's the hockey players. They go around without their teeth. I mean, I guess it's changed a little bit, but man, back in the old days, maybe they didn't have the technology with dentistry that they do now. But man, you'd always see hockey players with like teeth knocked out, and they weren't doing anything about it. They were just going around life with their teeth knocked out. All right, let's go to Ray, who's in New Orleans. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing, Scoot?
Good.
I heard the opening of your show saying Jalen Carter used to. Apologize, but you got it wrong this time. If you look good, they even showed it on ESPN in slow motion. Dak Prescott spit on him first and then smiled. Now, he was wrong for retaliating in that way, but he was spit on first. You have to go back and look at it good.
I'll have to look at that again. I didn't see that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. He spit on Jalen Carter first and then smiled. And Jalen Carter, in return, spit on him. If you look at the interview after Dak Prescott, he said, I'm sorry for doing that. He said that was wrong for me. He even apologized, you know. And he knew what he did. He knew what he did.
Well, if Dak Prescott did that first, you know, he was wrong to do that first. But I still think it was wrong for Jalen Carter to do that. He should have just held his hands up and like because when Carter spit on him, Dak Prescott like you know threw his arms up like, hey, are you going to let this guy get away with this? So, you know, if Dak Prescott did spit and I didn't see that, then they were both wrong. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know why. I think it's because this is a new era for the Saints. I am really jazzed up about the Saints season. I'm really excited about the game Sunday, noon, Arizona Cardinals. In the Caesars Superdome, it's the beginning of the new season. It's the beginning of the new era. This is the post-Sean Payton, Drew Brees era for the Saints, and I'm excited about it. And, you know, I just have this feeling that Spencer Rattler is going to kill it. I don't know if he's going to. The Saints' offensive line, very suspect. They're going to have to do their job. They're going to have to give him time to throw the ball. They're going to have to open up holes to give Kamara and other runners a chance to make yardage. So all the pressure is not on Rattler. But I have this sense that he's going to take advantage of this moment, and the Saints are going to have a good season. Now, there's an article on our website, WWL.com, and Bobby Hebert talks about how the Saints are not even close enough to be on anybody's radar. Not only are we off the radar or something like that, we're off the radar. We're so far off the radar, there's like no radar in sight. Nobody's expecting anything out of the Saints. We're one of three teams that don't have a primetime game. And for the Saints, that's really unusual because we've been racking up the primetime games in past years. None this year. But I hope this is an opportunity for the Saints to just take a lot of people by surprise. And make no mistake about it, the Arizona Cardinals with Kyler Murray, who is a runner, he's a running quarterback, they're coming to town to kick our butts. But if the Saints rise to the occasion, I hope they just surprise everybody Sunday afternoon. We'll be talking about that. And how do you feel about Spencer Rattler as the starting quarterback? Are you happy with that? Are you confident that he's going to do a good job for the Saints? The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And I thought we would pick some music today and just talk about this as a new beginning for the New Orleans Saints, and it starts Sunday.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah, shame on you, Jalen Carter, for spitting on Dak Prescott. But did Dak Prescott, a caller just said Dak Prescott spit on him first. I mean, I didn't see that. I saw the loogie come out of the mouth of Jalen Carter in slow-mo, fly through the air, and smash on Dak Prescott. He was hit. But did Dak Prescott spit first? If anybody saw that, let me know. That's what a caller said just a moment ago, but I honestly didn't see that. If you want to join us with a comment, it's free for all Friday, but we do have a lot to get to. The jobs report is out, and it's not good. Now, a lot of you called the show during the campaign and called me a Trump hater, because during the campaign, I told you Trump is not being honest when he tells you he's going to end inflation and he's going to turn the economy around on day one, or, you know, within the very beginning of his presidency. It's still the beginning of his presidency, but it's not immediate. Things are not good with the jobs report. It's bad. And so it's not like you need to call and apologize, but because I know people who have that attitude, like, well, you know, you're wrong. When, you know, I'm right. They're not going to call and say, you know, hey, you were right. I don't expect you to do that. But just understand that what I say on this show is accurate. I'm not accurate all the time. Nobody can be. But I'm accurate a lot of the time. And when you hear things on this show that you don't hear because you're only listening to conservative media in general, and you're trapped in the conservative media echo chamber, and you hear stuff on this show that you don't hear there, I'm not making this stuff up. I'm just pointing out some things that you're not going to hear elsewhere. I'm pointing out the truth. And you should know the truth. And a lot of the conservative media echo chamber is lying to you. They're deceiving you. And you're accepting that. So I was right during the campaign about the economy. And this jobs market report is really bad. So we'll talk a little bit more about that coming up. Tucker Carlson, we mentioned this yesterday, Tucker Carlson wants to ask Pete Buttigieg some very specific questions about gay sex, because he says that Pete Buttigieg is a fake gay, that he's not really gay. And apparently Tucker Carlson, for some reason, knows all the very specific questions to ask about gay sex. Why does Tucker know these questions? I don't know. But apparently he does, and he wants to ask these questions of Pete Buttigieg. We'll talk about that a little bit later. And then also, I wrote a blog titled, Should Transgender Americans Lose Their Right to Own Guns? Breaking news yesterday, right before the show started. We had a big discussion about that yesterday on the show. And there's no consensus, and there's no evidence that transgender people are mentally ill. That's something that the conservative media echo chamber is spreading, but it's simply not true. The medical, the psychological community do not accept that as the truth. So this idea that transgender people, as Americans, should lose their right to the Second Amendment is absurd and should be scary to everybody. You know, you can't just take a group of people that you don't like, a group of people that are different and you don't understand them, and you want to ostracize them from American rights. That's not right. In fact, Kennedy on Fox News got into a debate over this. And, you know, Jesse Waters, I mean, he's a pretty boy, but Jesse Waters is not that bright. I mean, he's very simplistic. And he makes that point known every time he opens his mouth. And he just said some just inane things about this. And Kennedy was right on. I totally agree with Kennedy on Fox News that, you know, you can't take away somebody's rights because they're transgender. You might not understand what transgender means, but so what? I mean, you can't go around robbing people of their rights because they're different from you. So we talked about that yesterday. All right, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Janice from New Orleans joins us. Good afternoon, Janice.
Yes, Scoot. How you doing today?
Good.
I saw something the other day. I've heard the word before, but I didn't know what it meant. And a lot of people right now are going to be thinking that I'm crazy. You know, I used to send you emails, and you'd come back at me and say that I was in the conservative echo chamber, and you'd make me angry. You'd hurt my feelings. I felt insulted. And I got upset with you. I'm like, my God, you know, and I was real mad and everything at you for calling, you know, for saying that I was in this group or whatever, this chamber, echo chamber. I didn't even really know what it meant, but I knew it was, to me, I took it as an insult. But now I do understand what you meant. I, for many years ago, someone told me to put on Mark Levin. I didn't even know who he was, but I put him on. I started listening to him. I learned a lot. And I learned a lot from Hannity, and I learned a lot. Okay. But up until recently, when Elon Musk called Social Security an entitlement, which it was not, I was listening to that. But when he said that, I knew that Jesse Waters, Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity were not going to say anything bad, anything, you know, derogatory or anything about Elon. Oh, Elon was just great. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Elon is not great. Social Security is not a Ponzi scheme. It is not an entitlement. People work for that for many years, put money into that, and when they get to be the right age, they deserve to get their money. And I knew that if I stayed, I still watch Fox News Channel, but I knew that if I just stayed with them on Newsmax or whatever, that I wasn't going to hear anything about that, really, you know? So I
Well, that's right.
Over.
I mean, that's what happens with the conservative echo chamber.
Well,
they don't tell you everything.
I did switch over. Yeah, I understand what you mean now. I did switch over because I wanted to hear. Doesn't mean I'm always going to agree 100% with either side, but at least I wanted to hear the other side. Now, the other day, I saw something. I've heard this word before. I didn't know what it meant. Yeah, and some people out there are going to be in denial. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but I can't say that it's not.
Okay, what's the word?
All I can say with certainty is that I don't like the direction things are going in this moment, and I don't know where it's going to lead us.
Well, tell us the word.
The word I saw is autocracy.
Autocracy.
I looked it up. What does the word autocracy mean? It's a system of government by one person with absolute power.
Right. Right.
And that is what Donald Trump would like. It says here, while the United States is not currently an autocracy, many scholars, public figures, and experts believe it's moving in that direction. They point to actions by the Trump administration to expand executive power. Yes, he writes these executive orders every single day. Weaken checks and balances. Attack democratic institutions like the press and undermine the rule of law. Now, I saw something. This is exactly what he's doing, people. It really is. I'm not being stupid. I'm only stating what I am seeing. Now, what got me a little upset the other day, he brought this up before, and he's bringing it up again. But he can't do it. I am no fan of Rosie O'Donnell, but Rosie O'Donnell's father immigrated to the United States from Ireland, and her mother is here legally. She didn't just cross over that border. And he's talking about, I'm going to revoke her citizenship. Okay, he can't do that. If he can revoke her citizenship, then he can revoke mine. He can revoke yours. No.
Yeah, I mean, these are scary things. These are very scary, scary things.
Yes, it is, people. It is. He thinks that he can do this. And he is trying to be what is called the autocrat. He's going after the press, people, just because some guy at 10:30 at night. Now, I don't know. You can't make threats against people, and you can't incite violence. You go to jail for that in my book.
Of course.
But when you're just making jokes, you know, you're just being funny, and you're just making jokes, which has been done for years with multiple, about many presidents. He's not the first person that they've ever done this with. But if he takes offense to anything you say about him, oh, he wants to do away with you. FCC, you're going to take away ABC, NBC, and CBS's license.
Well, Janice, I want to tell you that
they can't really do that.
Well, they can try, and the idea that that President Trump wants to intimidate the media in general to the point where they're afraid to say anything negative about him, even if it's the truth, or they're afraid to tell a joke about him. This defies the foundation upon which this nation was built. And Janice, I really appreciate your call, but I more appreciate your evolution. As an American, you are evolving, and you're not alone. A lot of Americans are evolving. I'm Scoot. I appreciate the call. If you're on hold, stay with us. We're going to get to your calls here in just a moment. All right, so we're talking about the New Orleans Saints, and Sunday is, well, it's the beginning of the new era for the Saints, and I hope you see it as that, because that's what it is. The past is over. Drew Brees, Sean Payton, all of that is over. It's time to start over with the Saints. And I'm looking forward to seeing what happens Sunday in the Dome. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be right back. You're listening to WWE.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, the last couple of years, right before the kickoff at the Saints game in the Caesar Superdome, they play this song. It's Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison. And it just it's the song you hear just right before the kickoff. And if things are the way they have been the last couple of years, you'll hear that again before the kickoff coming up Sunday in the Dome, when the Saints get ready for the Arizona Cardinals. We'll be talking more about that later. Also, LSU has their home season opener against Louisiana Tech, Tiger Stadium Saturday night. Tulane is in South Alabama to play South Alabama. I think that's the Jaguars. Another team named after a car. Seems kind of weird to me. All right, let's get back to some of your calls. It's Free for All Friday. Let's go to Jeffrey in Slidell. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing?
I'm good.
Can you hear me, Scoot?
Yes.
Yeah, I got to agree with the last call. At least someone has realized. If you could bear with me, if you looked in the news when China had Putin and the Indian president and the Korean guy, and they had the military march, and I don't know if you paid attention to that in the news.
Yeah, I watched some of that.
Yeah, well, I'm a political geographer by education and military, so I know what I'm talking about. Pay attention. Putin, Trump, just like your last call said, doing exactly what every dictator did when they get power. They go after people. They put their secret base in, unqualified, like the cabinet. You got a guy that's Secretary of Defense, that's not but a major in the National Guard. Additionally, you have 35-year active duty veteran general, right? So he dumbed that down.
He's been quietly purging other officers in the military, just like Stalin did. And that's why when Germany invaded, they were only 12 miles out of Moscow until they got their act together, right? Trump is isolating all our allies, and he thinks we're going to stand alone. You know, if he had a brain in his head, India has 1.7 billion people. China has 1.6. Russia has 300 million. We got 300. Russia has more nuclear weapons. They all got nuclear weapons. he's pushing all our allies away. India was about to buy weapons from us. So this idiot goes, puts tariffs on them, pushes them into their sphere. Look, if we want the war, nuclear war, you could kill 300 million people in China and still have 1.7 billion. The people in this country better wake up. You could forget about the economy, forget about everything. If we all dust for nuclear weapons or we speak the Chinese, the rest of it's not going to mean nothing. Trump is an immediate danger to everything in this country. I mean, people better pay attention to what he's doing with this defense stuff. And that's all I wanted to tell you.
Well, you said plenty. You know, the interesting thing is it seems like Donald Trump would be very jealous of the military parade that they had in China. And I'll tell you, man, I don't know how long those Chinese soldiers have to march in that very regimented step. But I'm telling you, man, those people are in sync like they're robots. And then a couple peel off and then go to that weaponry. And then, you know, they pass by another truck that has a missile on it. And then, you know, another group just peers off and goes in. I mean, it was amazing watching the choreography of that. But see, that military parade stuff, that's what dictators do. And Donald Trump was infatuated with having that military parade. Donald Trump's inner desires are pretty damn scary. And, you know, this is not being anti-Trump. This is being just, you know, I'm an American. I'm a baby boomer. I lived through the Cold War. I lived as a kid. I lived through the idea that, you know, at any moment, the Russians could push a button and there could be a nuclear bomb dropped on America. And millions and millions, hundreds of millions could die. You know, my dad traveled, and I was worried when my dad was out of town. Is the bomb going to drop now? Now, look, I was a worrier. I was a kid that worried. You know, I wasn't like a lot of kids. And I had a very severe case of obsessive compulsive disorder. So I was different from a lot of kids. But I went through all that. And, you know, we're maybe on the verge of having to worry about that again. And that's really sad. And the idea that we have a president that really does want to be a dictator. And there are people who support him being a dictator. There are people who want him to be a dictator because they believe in him. You know, and that's how dictatorships begin. I don't think we're going to become a dictatorship. I think something's going to happen, and Trump is not going to succeed in doing this. And we're going to rebound. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, but the courts, you know, very recently, two courts have totally rejected Trump as doing something totally illegal. And one of the things was sending the National Guard into Los Angeles when the California governor did not want that. So there are some things to be scared about. And I hate talking about this on a Friday as we head into the weekend, but I mean, this is reality. And this is why believing everything Trump says is not a prerequisite for being a Republican or a conservative. You can be a Republican or conservative and disagree with Donald Trump. Donald Trump is only one of many Republicans, only one of many conservatives. I mean, is he really conservative? I mean, I don't really know what he is other than interested in himself having this unbelievable amount of power. He had that in the business world with his business. But there were businesses competing against him. He didn't have 100% of the market. He didn't have all of the business. There were companies that did business against him, and they got business that he didn't get. But it just seems like his goal is to become an autocrat, to become a dictator, to become someone with absolute rule. And this idea of sending the National Guard into New Orleans and other cities is part of, well, it could be part of a plan to create a federal police force that would be in cities across this country, and their power would be at the whim of the president, and their power would supersede local law enforcement. I don't think we want the military to be in charge of crime and be in charge of the streets of New Orleans. That's a police state. That is the sign of a dictatorship. David in Atlanta, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Scoot. Love the show. Quickly, I have a lot to say. You know, how about doing a Scoot poll what song your listeners love the most, the Saints song, when the Saints go marching in? The Al Hurt version, Pete Fountain, Dukes of Dixieland?
Yeah, maybe we'll do a text song. Off. Maybe we'll do a text off on that.
Okay, now, let me get to my point quick. 2 points, if I may. Gandhi said, throughout history, tyrants have come and gone, but in the end, they always fail, always. Now, I think Trump's day will come when he will be the responsibility for his own political demise. But when so many good people have sacrificed with their lives to give us a country where we can live in freedom under the law, not of men, I think more people need to be concerned. With this Epstein matter, the Republicans are clearly trying to cover up. And I can't think of anything more disgusting than young girls as young as 13 being raped and molested. Now, another point, if I may. The wonderful journalist Tyler Bridges had an article about a week or two ago in the Advocate New Orleans Picayune. The Secretary of State of Louisiana, John Fleming, is paying a Radio New Orleans talk show manager and talk host $125,000 a year. I'll mention the name if you wish. May I?
Well, I mean, I don't have the facts.
I won't mention the name.
I don't have the facts on this, but why are they paying this talk show host?
Today. I was right. The source.
All right. I mean, so the source is the Advocate, Times Picayune?
Well, I was the source of the Advocate article. David Bellinger.
You were the source. Okay.
Now, how do we know this talk host, who's running almost constantly, almost daily, an anti-campaign against the current senator from Louisiana, Cassidy, without disclosing that fact, as far as I know, anyone else knows, that he's on the state payroll of the Secretary of Treasury, who's running for the same office? Now, I think that's an abuse of power. It's a misappropriation of taxpayer money.
Yeah.
And I think it's a political broadcast that's not being legally identified as a commercial political advertisement attacking the
I'd like to find out. Yeah, I'm going to I'd like to find out. I'd like to find out more about that, because, you know, that is totally inappropriate. David, I've got to get to a break here. I'm glad you brought that up. I will look into that. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okanagan Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. On this day in 1964, the number one song in the country was House of the Rising Sun by the Animals. This is a song that goes back to the 1800s. It was first recorded in the 1930s. It's an old folk song. It's about New Orleans. It's believed to be a house of prostitution. And we were kids listening to this song, understanding that this was a song about a place where men went to pay for sex with women. I'm Scoot. We're coming back. It's Free for All Friday on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar today, we wish a happy birthday to Freddie Mercury, who's, you know, no longer here. It's sad because Freddie Mercury would be 79 years old today. He died in November of 1991, AIDS-related illnesses. He was born in Zanzibar, which is a set of islands off the coast of Africa. And I remember when I was in music radio years ago, and I first saw the album cover of a Queen album, I thought, this guy looks like he might be a little gay. Well, turned out he was. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's sad that he's not celebrating a birthday today. All right, I'm Scoot. A lot to talk about. Free for All Friday continues. When we come back, let's get caught up on the news, and we'll be back on WWL.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.